It's the Elaine's Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. Russia unveils proposals to contain the United States and NATO in the former Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, calling for urgent negotiations with Washington as it amasses forces near Ukraine. Portugal begins inoculating children over five, and France said it is similarly ready to roll out jabs for younger children from next week, even as health experts warn that immunization will not be enough to rein in the spread of Omicron coronavirus variant. Dozens of people are killed in the strongest typhoon to hit the Philippines this year, officials say, with alarming destruction on islands that bore the brunt of the storm. Hong Kong has issued arrest warrants accusing five overseas activists of urging voters to boycott Sunday's polls for the legislature, the first to take place under Beijing's patriots-only rules. Western powers report some progress in talks to save the landmark Iran nuclear deal, but European diplomats warn that they were rapidly reaching the end of the road. A man seen by police as a potential suspect in a deadly fire at a Japanese mental health clinic is in critical condition, reports say, a day after the blaze claimed 24 lives. Pfizer announces it wants to test a third dose of the COVID-19 vaccine in the under five-year-old category, as the low dosage much small children can handle may not offer the same protection that older children enjoy from just two shots. The United States is on heightened alert for school violence after rumors of the potential shooting spread on TikTok, though authorities say no credible threat has been found. This is VOA News. Thousands of Afghans have applied for new travel documents to escape a growing economic as well as humanitarian crisis described by the United Nations as an avalanche of hunger. Authorities will start issuing the documents from Sunday at Kabul's passport office. The head of the passport department in the Interior Ministry told reporters the Taliban stopped issuing passports shortly after their August 15th return to power as tens of thousands of people scrambled to Kabul's only airport in a bid to catch any international flight that could evacuate them. In October, authorities reopened the passport office in Kabul, only to suspend work days after, as a flood of applications caused the biometric equipment to break down. Authorities say all the technical issues have now been resolved and that initially travel documents will be given to those who had already applied before the office suspended its work. Meantime, the Taliban are pressing donors to restore billions of dollars in aid that was suspended when the previous Western-backed regime imploded in the final stages of a U.S. military withdrawal. German Economic Affairs Minister Robert Habeck warned in an interview published on Saturday of severe consequences for the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia to Germany if Moscow attacked Ukraine. Any new military action cannot remain without severe consequences, the Green minister told a Sunday Weekly, referring to a Russian troop deployment on the Ukraine border. And the new Russian government threatened to block the pipeline from operating if Russia invades Ukraine. The Baltic Sea pipeline is set to double supplies of cheap natural gas from Russia to Germany, which the European Union's top economy says is needed to help it transition from coal and nuclear energy. But the 10 billion euro project has for years been dogged by delays and drawn fierce criticism from Germany's eastern EU allies like Poland and from the United States. Critics say the project will increase Europe's dependence on Russian gas, and Ukraine has described it as a geopolitical weapon. Cardinal Peter Turkson, seen by some as a candidate to become the first African pope in about 1,500 years, has abruptly offered his resignation from a key Vatican department. Sources familiar with the matter said on Saturday, Turkson, who is 73 and from Ghana, has been a key advisor to Pope Francis on issues such as climate change and social justice, and is the only African to head a Vatican department. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.